The Rocket City Brief. The Orion parking deck is an awarded scope for a public access asset, not a traffic forecast. Here is what Huntsville agreed to build. The city says the agreement is valued at $32,950,000 for a defined public facility on paper, 924 spaces across the street from the Orion, with a city expected April 2028 finish. The early read is straightforward. This is a documented public capital access project. The city release supplies the project facts. A venue source serves a different, immediate job for a visit. The city says it approved a construction agreement with Thrash Commercial Contractors for a new Orion parking deck. The stated value is $32,950,000. The first payoff is the asset itself. The city says the deck will have 924 spaces across the street from the Orion. That turns an abstract parking deck headline into a specific public facility in a specific place. That location across the street from the Orion is part of the public scope, too. It tells an operator exactly which facility the city is describing, rather than leaving a dollar amount and a space count floating free of the project's named place. The council agenda also lists the agreement for public parking improvements. Its minutes were drafted when this research was retrieved, so the city release is the approval receipt used for the announced scope. That is a public capital decision with a named contractor, a stated amount, a stated capacity, and a stated location. One concise boundary matters. The announcement documents the asset and the city's expectation. It does not answer every question a visitor or operator may have about a particular day. The city describes a four-story deck with three elevators, stair lobbies, decorative metal facade panels, and landscaping. It expects completion in April 2028. Those details are the second payoff. They identify the physical scope behind the amount and space count, rather than leaving the story at a dollar figure. For nearby restaurant, retail, hospitality, or service operators, the useful record is compact. The construction agreement, the stated amount, the capacity, the location across the street from the Orion, the physical scope, and the city expected date. The word expected belongs with April 2028. It keeps the city's schedule description in the same category as the rest of the announced project facts. The Orion publishes visitor parking and directions guidance. For an actual visit, use that venue guidance. For the deck's announced scope, stated amount, capacity, physical features, or later project status, use city updates. The two sources do different work, and neither needs to be stretched into the other's job. That split is the operator value in this brief. A visitor can start with venue guidance. A business watching the project can start with the city record. Keep the questions separate and the public capital story stays clear. Put the asset on the map, then keep the questions in their lanes. In the next brief, we will break down another Huntsville decision that changes the local business map before it changes anyone's assumptions. Follow the Rocket City Brief for the facts that help you sort the project from the pitch. The Rocket City Brief.